From the front office.
We'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
And we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seip.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Bryson pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, happy to be with you on this Football Wednesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Solid hour of football discussion, Browns discussion. Going to break down the linebackers position tonight. Bill Davis, the linebackers coach for the Browns, he's going to join us and reflect on what the Browns did at linebacker during the 2011 season. Good stuff from him. We'll get into the numbers of the position, the stats. Matt Florjancic will help us out with that. Also going to hear from one of the very popular, one of the longtime and best players that this Browns team has had. He's a kicker. His name, of course, is Phil Dawson. Going to have some reflection from Phil. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down with him a little bit and gets into his head, just looking back on the 2011 season and maybe what's ahead for Phil Dawson. What's the future going to hold for him? He was a franchise tag guy in 2011. We'll see what his future holds beyond, but I don't think one of the greatest kickers that this team has had would be going very far. To put it mildly. So we'll hear from Phil. We'll also deal with your questions, which we're going to do now. Take them and answer them. You submit them to the Browns official Facebook page and Twitter page, and I answer them. Like Chris via Facebook. He says, what do you think the Browns believe to be their absolute number one need? Now, Chris, the answer to this is not, in my mind, the same as saying who will the Browns pick with their first draft pick, fourth overall, as it stands right now, or who will be the Browns' biggest free agent signing. These aren't necessarily the same answers to the question, but I'm going to answer it this way. I'm going to say that you look at a team from the inside out, and I think that's clearly been the way this Browns personnel, the personnel evaluators, the people in charge of that, the hierarchy, the way they've looked at this team inside out. And by inside, of course, I'm talking about lines, particularly it was the defensive line this last draft. I think it's the offensive line this year. And I'm not projecting this to be the first pick again or necessarily the most expensive free agent signing, but I think they go after a right tackle. I think right tackle is as critical a spot, as critical a need as this team can fill. You've had Tony Pachos there, fighting his way through numerous injuries and issues, and a guy who at 32 has had his problems physically just staying on the field and giving it his best. He's a veteran guy, but his best with the physical issues he's had has not been good enough for this team at right tackle. So that's an area the Browns absolutely have to address and find someone who can be the guy there as an anchor guy there the way, again, the other guy, Joe Thomas, and he's not just another guy, the five-time pro bowler is at left tackle. So I think that's the need, the biggest need. Jason via Facebook, who are some of the players that the Browns should pursue in free agency? Got no names for you on that, Jason, because don't have any free agents for you to talk about yet. That date comes March 13th, when the market opens. We'll see who's available, and I'm more than happy to dive into it then. I think now speculating on who's there is just kind of folly. It's fun, but it doesn't really mean a whole lot to say, well, they're going to go after player X from this team because he's going to be a free agent. I can't say with any confidence who will be a free agent. I want to figure out still who the real free agents will be from the Browns. We haven't got that all figured out yet. Some news from this team, by the way. Nolan Cromwell has been named to the coaching staff. He takes over. The Browns, the position is senior offensive assistant, and Cromwell comes with a lot of experience. Keith Gilbertson decided to retire after this 2010 season, and he was the Browns. He had spent 2010 as the Browns director of pro personnel and then a senior assistant of offense this past year in 2011. So Nolan Cromwell comes in with 18 years of coaching experience to the Browns, and it's a good ad. It's a good, the varied career, special teams coordinator of the Packers for a while. So he has some history with Mike Holmgren there, worked in Seattle, offensive coordinator for Texas A&M. So a long and varied head, defensive coaching expertise. Nice guy to have in the room. Nice experience to have in those coaches' meetings. Michael via Facebook asks, if Luck Richardson, Andrew Luck, Trent Richardson, Blackman, are all gone by pick number four, these, again, being the elite names that we know of right now for this draft, do you see the Browns taking the best available on their big board, such as RG3, or do you see them trading down again and going for quantity over quality? Well, they got 9 picks. Will they want to add to that total? Maybe. I think it also gives them that manipulation, that ability to move up if they so chose to pursue and target somebody that's in one of those first three spots. Don't know that you're going to move up to one. That, for right now, I'd say let's call that Andrew Luck to the Colts and call it a day. I'm not sure that there's any other option there for the Colts. But spots 2 and 3 may be interesting. And to your scenario, if the board falls just like that, I would think that's a very distinct possibility, that a player like Robert Griffin falls right to you at 4 if you've got the conviction as an organization that he can be your guy. I think there's a lot to like with him. I want to study him more, but I think there's a lot to like with him, a lot to like with him. All right, we have got, in about 2 minutes here, a conversation coming up with Phil Dawson, longtime Bills place kicker. Jameer Howerton sits down with him, reflects on this past season, talks about what's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease 3 of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion,
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck, or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
But why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion. Welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, on Sunday, February 12th, at the Browns training facility here in Berea, a bunch of young athletes will be converging on this building, younger than the ones that are already part of the Cleveland Browns. The young guys are going to be taking part in combine-style testing as well as position-specific drills. More than 30 Division II and III colleges have been invited to attend and observe. The cost is $35 per athlete. You can register at clevelandbrowns.com. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Our own Jameer Howerton caught up with Browns veteran kicker Phil Dawson recently. Asked him about just how close so many of these Browns games were this past season.
Yeah, there's an old saying, death by inches. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. You know, one hand you could say we were so close, yet seems so far. So off season is a time of evaluation, try to figure out what is it that's preventing us from taking care of those little things. It's obviously not the big glaring things, or we'd be getting run out of the joint every week. So it's got to be the little things. So I'm sure everybody will sit down and take a hard look at what those little things are and see how we can improve in the future.
How challenging was this season? When you look at the off season, you're coming in, you have a new head coach, and you have a new special teams coordinator. If you could just take us through that whole process.
Strange year. I think I said it back in training camp. I said it's pretty weird to show up training camp and meet your coaches for the first time. With all that said, however, every team was in the same boat, so it's not an excuse. It's not poor us. Everybody had to deal with the same circumstances, and some teams did better than we did at handling that. But obviously, having a full off season coming up will hopefully produce, you know, better results and more everybody being on the same page.
Special teams was a main staple here within the Cleveland Browns organization for seasons. And, you know, to know the different adversity that you guys went through with Reggie Hodges, and then we get a new punter in, and then for you, that means a new holder. And then you see, you know, a young man who you watched raise and grow within this league, Ryan Pomperion, he's released this year.
Yeah, it's tough. Three holders and two snappers this year. So it was definitely a year full of adversity in my little world, my little part of the locker room. Unfortunately, in this business, you play long enough, you're going to have to go through seasons like this. I still think Pont's the best I've ever seen. He'll be fine. But you know what? Christian did a great job coming in here and stopped the bleeding and performed well, and we were able to kind of right the ship the second part of the season. So good for him. And, you know, my job is to kick the ball no matter who's holding and who's snapping. It's obviously a pretty big factor, and I don't think most people realize what a big transition it is, but we were able to get the job done, and I feel pretty good about that.
And Brad bought a veteran leadership as well as a huge leg. Just talk about his contribution to the special teams unit.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Brad Maynard. I feel like he and I are kind of in the same boat. He's an older guy that's established in this league. He's extremely consistent. I think a lot of people take him for granted. But he came in here and did a tremendous job. I can't overstate how difficult it is to punt here. And without having any experience here, he stepped right in and helped this team win some games.
And for yourself, you had a tremendous year. Let's just really dive in and talk about that, how well you kicked. Would you say this is one of the best years that Phil Dawson has had?
It's probably the best. All the stuff that went on in the middle part of the year was tough to handle, but really missed one kick all year, and that one went right over the pole. So I feel pretty good about that. Had 16 attempts over 40 yards, so So it wasn't like I was in there hitting little chip shots either. So I feel really good about that. Kicked off extremely consistently. I got a few ideas of some tweaks I'm going to make this offseason to even improve that a little bit. So this is definitely a confidence-building year. Even it's funny saying that after all these years, but I'm really excited about how I'm kicking right now and have a good idea how to even get better.
How do you get better? Because there was a stretch where you were hitting 50 yarders after 50 yarders. I mean, what was going through your mind when you were hitting those 50 yarders?
You know what? Honestly, I wasn't even thinking about how long they were. I was picking a target and just trying to hit the target. And this season, I was on it. You know, sometimes the ball wouldn't feel that good coming off my foot, and I'd look up, and that dang ball is going right where it's supposed to go. So that's a good feeling. And that's what I'm, you know, all these years of trying to make my technique better really paid off this year.
Moving forward, what is your course of action as you head into this 2012 offseason?
Well, I'm hopefully going to get on an airplane today and get down to Austin, Texas, and I'm just going to regroup, try to repair this old body of mine and try to, you know, just enjoy the offseason, get back with my family. And then obviously with free agency coming up, there's going to be a lot of unanswered questions. So let's have to kind of wait and see how that all plays out.
And when you talk about repair your old body, like what are some of the things that you do? What's your regimen?
Surprisingly, I'm not going to take that much time off. I only take about a week, 10 days doing nothing. And then I'll get right back in the gym because I've always felt like offseason is where you get better. I work harder in the offseason than I do during the season. So I'll get back in the gym working out, but I probably won't kick a ball for a good amount of time. I need a good little break from doing all that.
And when you look at, and lastly, Phil, when you look at this AFC North division, and we talked about how the three teams are in the hunt, you know, what does that say about the you know, this division that we play in?
You know what? If you can be successful in this division, you got a chance to make a run in the playoffs. I mean, obviously this year we got three out of the four teams in the playoffs, so that's six games of your schedule. You're playing playoff teams. So I think what our mindset should be, or what this organization's mindset should be, is win the AFC North. And if you can do that, you're going to be in good position to make an impact in the playoffs.
And as far as the fans are concerned, let's really dive into that. You've been here since 99, and you know how – You know about the tradition. You know about the fan base. Just for the fans that have come in, dealt with this unusual offseason, then football is back, and you know, with everything that's been dealing with, what would you like to say to the fans as we move forward?
Well, they've got a special place in my heart. The outpouring of support they gave me at the end of last season really touched me and my wife. So personally, I feel connected to them, but. Just over the years, they've amazed me at how they continue to support us year in and year out, the optimism they continue to show. So I wish them the best. They deserve a winner. I hope they get it. And man, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I can't think of another city that would be a better place to be with a winning football team than Cleveland, Ohio.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Good stuff, Jameer. Good stuff from Phil Dawson. Appreciate that. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, we're going to review the linebacker's position from 2011 with the Browns linebacker's coach, Bill Davis. Stick around. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say to lose.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport, lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland, Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using R.L. Polk & Company's household loyalty methodology.
Emmett Golden producing tonight, helping us out here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Really appreciate that you're spending this portion of your Wednesday with us. And hey, you want to see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together? That's in 10 years. You can do it on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this linebackers review segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Now we're going to take a look back at the linebacker position during the 2011 season for the Browns, and helping us to do that is the best guy that could help us to do that, the Browns linebackers coach, Bill Davis. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
Great to have you with us. And Bill, as far as this position, it was intriguing, to say the least, on a lot of levels. I think the part that made so many of us very happy was the way DeQuell Jackson, after those two injury-riddled years that he could not show anything, gets on a field for a full season and performs at a high level.
We were very pleased with DeQuell. You know, going back to him coming out of college, I remember interviewing him at the Combine and stepping away is one of the most impressive interviews that I've done with a young man. And it really what stands out is his really maturity level and how much football means to this man. And being coming off of two injuries like DeQuell has had to do, his passion and love of the game is really a big part of what made him have such a good year, because he was all in to every meeting, every practice, every walkthrough, and when Sundays came around, it showed. And the defensive line in front of us did a nice job, and DeQuell could, you know, freely flow to the ball. I think the 4-3 defense with him as the inside backer and being a little bit more protected than you are in the 3-4
right.
with the guards coming up on you real quick. I think a lot of factors, you know, added to why DeQuell had success this season.
Did you at any point think that it was necessary to have a conversation with him prior to the season, wherever it might have been, and there really wasn't that much time that you had these chances to talk with any player because of the uniqueness of the lockout offseason, but when he got to camp, to discuss the mindset or where his head was, so to speak, going into a year where you're coming off those injuries, and you know it. I mean, I've talked with DeQuell about this, and basically until he got through that final game against the Steelers, you know, that was the finish line, and he wasn't there until he was there in his mind. So was there ever that discussion that, as position coach, you had with him regarding just overcoming or dealing with this mentally?
This was a unique year in that I met DeQuell on the very first day of training camp.
Yeah.
And that's the first time you get a chance to talk to these men. And as you go on in coaching, you got to get a feel for the guys. What makes them tick, how they think, how they respond to adversity. And I didn't know any of those things about DeQuell. So I waited a while before, as I got to know them through training camp. And I don't think we talked much about it. I rarely talk too much about injuries with guys.
Sure.
It's such a big part of what it is, and sometimes you just snake bit. It's not that you're injury prone, it just happens in the NFL. And the less you think about it and focus on it and put more focus on the job at hand, technique you're using, the way we're playing, the new scheme we were putting in, I think when you dive and throw your thoughts and energy into that, better things happen than when you spend too much time talking about or focusing on injuries. They're part of it. You're going to have it, overcome it, put it behind you as quick as you can. And like DeQuell did this year, he moved forward. He was very forward-looking in that, and I'm not going to look back and dwell on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw everything in and take care of my body and play in this game as well as I can play it, because what he really understood now is tomorrow's not promised to anybody in the NFL, and he tasted that the last 2 years, and he took advantage of every day. And he really enjoyed it.
Scott Fujita, the veteran of the group, speaking of injuries, finishes his year injured with the broken hand, had the surgery. But before that point, his presence as a veteran, as the leader, along with DeQuell, a guy who did a lot of the communicating within that front seven, just talk about how he fulfilled that role and how, as the guy with that many years and that much savvy, how he was able to make a contribution.
You know, Scott is a true pro in every sense. He comes prepared. He's all in, again, in the meetings. I really did have a great group to coach this season. And Scott, in the meeting room, he's heard a lot of football, and he could coach the position right now. I had the job of teaching a brand new defense in a short period of time to these guys. So Scott was a big help in relaying a lot of the coaching and being almost another coach in the room, and took that role on well. I think he's a very versatile athlete. I think he can play all three positions without many reps. I think he's got a better home at the Sam strong side position when
sure.
we put him up on the tight end a little bit. He's got a lot of length to him, so that comes in handy when you're playing on the line of scrimmage on tight end. So I thought we had him in a good spot. I thought he was having a very solid year. I think the injury was a fluke. I mean, he put his hand on the ground and three bones broke. So I don't think there's anything he could have done about it training, conditioning-wise. He's a well-conditioned athlete. He's played a lot of ball. Really helps us get in and out of defenses and checks during the course of a play.
Mm. And when we talk about smart guys, because as you say, it is a good group. And by the way, we're visiting with Bill Davis. He's the Browns linebackers coach as we review the play of that position here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You look at Chris Gokong and the veteran presence that he too brought, and the versatility, which was pretty remarkable, because he's a guy whose position is a weak side linebacker, but after the injury to Scott, and he had another occasion to line up on that strong side, but after Scott's season-ending injury, finishes the year on the strong side, Gokong does.
and handles it very well, handles it as if that was really a natural spot for him.
Chris is one of the most versatile linebackers that I've had the pleasure of coaching. Chris started as a defensive end in college, and he really can rush the passer, which helps. I mean, when you put him in blitzing situations or you put him on a third down package where he's the fourth rusher, you really have a dynamic there that's unique. He's 250 pounds. So usually what goes with that is a man who cannot cover as well or as fluid in space. But Chris is unique in that he's a very natural knee bender, and as he's learned and developed the linebacker skills of dropping and moving backwards, he's shown himself as very competent in both zone and man coverages. So now you have a guy that can rush the passer and blitz, be a fourth defensive lineman, if you will,
right,
and go out in space and cover these tight ends and running backs and in zone some receivers. And then on top of that, he's got the intelligence of being able to back up all three. So he's got 250 pounds of size,
right,
where he can play all three. He can move and bend his knees and run in space better than most people at 250 pounds. And then he has the ability to play, you know, to rush the passer from his defensive end background. So we really are excited about Chris and his future, and we feel he's in his prime. And we think there's a lot more to come from Chris, and he can play Will or Sam or Mike if I had to.
Kaluka Baeva, of course, comes into the role of super backup because he was, to call him, I guess, a backup is a little bit of a misnomer because he played quite a bit, and he ends up starting on that weak side once Chris moved over, and he had some time there before. He's obviously a beast on special teams as well. But at that linebacker position, if you could break down some of the things that he was bringing to the table when you had him out there.
Kaluka was very prepared to take over as a starting position. He's a very serious young man that is focused and really determined to become a starter in the NFL. And he was coming off a knee injury to start the season,
right,
which is a very difficult thing to do because you're trying to find the trust of your knee and then you're learning a new system. Kaluk's one of the tougher linebackers that I've had the pleasure of coaching. For instance, in the Baltimore game, the first one, they ran 50-some times on us. He took on the fullback on lead blocks 24 times,
sure,
which is a long day. That's two men lining up 10 yards away from each other and running as fast as they can into each other, and Kaluk wouldn't blink. He made a lot of plays. He's a physical player. It was his first year in this system. He picked it up very quick. You know, he was a big part of that USC linebacking core, where the other three get all the attention. But Kaluk is a very solid, bright young player for us.
When we look at the team statistics for the Browns, the defensive team stats, yardage allowed, and that doesn't tell, I know that only tells part of a story. It really doesn't tell a whole story. But nonetheless, as a kind of a blanket headline, this team was 30th against the run, and that's not a number you strive for by any means. It means you're near the bottom of the league in that category. But the part of it that I just think doesn't tell the whole story is as a defense, this defense improved or at least showed some progress against the run after the bottom fell out in the first Baltimore game, kind of that last quarter of the season. It got better. It actually got better when you faced the Steelers and Rashard Mendenhall in Pittsburgh and the second time around against him, but second time around against Baltimore, Arizona, and some good backs. And obviously the linebacking core had something to do with that improvement at the end of the year.
We did feel that we improved going into the end of the season, the last month. It was getting better and better. We are looking for better than we did in a run game, obviously. I think the D-line improved significantly. We had the two young guys, and I felt like they got better every week. Ty Rubin is a stud from day one to
right,
the very last day of the season. And I think we'll only get better going forward. We got much better, a lot of it early on with linebackers in the new defense. We were over and over again getting our linemen down and the new defense, and there's a lot of kinks you got to work out. And there was no excuses, and there are none. We were dealt the same hand the whole NFL was.
Right.
But the challenge of the new staffs really was to get this thing taught as quick as possible. And with linebacker play, the men in front of you, the D-linemen, have a lot to do with how free you are, how clean you are to the ball carrier, and then your alignment has a lot to do. But with alignment comes safety rotation, motions. There's all kind of levels of what makes you change your actual alignment. Right. And as we got better at learning the little intricacies of the defensive alignments and what made your down easier to make a play and get to the ball, we got better in the run game.
Sure.
And I think there's, with a full off season, with our OTAs, with our mini camps, with a full training camp, I think we'll be fine and we will continue to improve like we did at the end of the season.
You know, a lingering image for me is just seeing Chris Gokong, and again, he wasn't the only guy, but from that Pittsburgh game, just making those stuffs on Rashard Mendenhall in that goal line stand, I would think that, again, you look at, like any coach, any part of it, you want more wins, you want more success. It's all about that. It's not about individual things. But I would think as the position coach there, there had to be a great deal of pride just seeing that guy meet that back, you know, head on a couple of times and really set the tone for a great stop by the whole defense.
It was exciting. And I said this earlier in the year, but the defensive line really set the tone for that goal line stand and they're winning because what it does is it keeps linebackers clean. And then
yeah.
Chris and the other two linebackers, they aggressively made their keys. We're very confident that they were where they were supposed to be, and I think that added to us making that goal line stand. And then the secondary, there was two DBs, Joe and Mike Adams, that made a big hit down there. I mean, it was a group effort. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it really was, I think, a little bit of a sign of what's to come in that particular goal line defense. We really were in the same call. The guys knew it well.
Sure.
And they fired their guns, and they fired it aggressively, and they went all in. And we'll have more of that coming in the future.
I was going to say, more moments like that coming up, we hope, for the 2012 Cleveland Browns. Thank you very much, Bill, for joining us.
My pleasure.
He is Bill Davis, the Browns linebackers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Behind the wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bedliner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bedliner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up to the fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasoned wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick.
They love half-price books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half-price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half-price books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpp.com.
We're breaking it down for you, Brown style here. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships, they're now being accepted. To place your deposit today, you call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this special Teams by the Numbers segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Now we're going to take a look inside the numbers at the linebacker position from the 2011 season, and helping us to do that, as he always does, is Matt Florjancic. So Matt, when we talk about the linebackers of this team, statistically in any other way, the conversation always begins with DaQuell Jackson. Lots of numbers explaining why this guy in that middle position was such a difference maker on this defense.
DaQuell had arguably the best season of any Brown on the roster, and I would argue that point to the nth degree. I really was impressed with what DaQuell was able to do, registering 158 total tackles, the second best in the NFL, second only to Washington linebacker and Cleveland native London Fletcher. He had 116 solo stops and to a career high 3.5 sacks for 25 lost yards. But when you look at the numbers for DaQuell Jackson, the numbers that are most telling are 26 of 32.
Right.
The amount of games that he missed in the 2009 and 2010 seasons due to separate pectoral tears. You're talking about a guy that missed almost two complete seasons, came back, was playing on a one-year contract, and that's all he talked about, was just wanting one shot.
Yeah.
And he got it, and I tell you, if there's a guy in the league who made the most of any chance that he got, it was DaQuell Jackson in 2011, without question, one of the best stories from the Browns this year.
Yeah, just amazing stuff, and the career high for sacks, 3.5 for 25 yards and losses. He was everywhere. Had an interception, breaking up. I mean, he basically forced a fumble, three fumble recoveries. He basically did every single thing you could want a linebacker to do.
Absolutely. And when you look at DaQuell Jackson, I think what really shows and what really makes him a good middle linebacker is his will to succeed. This young man went out there and played his heart out every chance he got, and he was a true leader for this team. When the Browns needed a leader on defense, it was DaQuell Jackson who was stepping up in that role and being the guy calling out the signals, getting everybody lined up in their right spots, taking Phil Taylor aside for a second after he jumped off sides against Baltimore on the last drive and telling him, don't worry about it. You know, it's a rookie mistake. Learn from it and improve on it. And that's what you need out of a good defensive leader, is a guy who's willing to take everybody and put them in the right spots and have the smarts to do it, but also have the understanding that guys are going to make mistakes and you can't just blow them up after one mistake. You have to teach these guys how to play, and there's no better teacher in that locker room from a player standpoint than DaQuell.
The other great story in this group was the performance of Chris Gokong, because he was, of course, first of all, he had to move around more than one occasion, but ended up on the strong side at the end of the year, replacing Scott Fujita after Scott Fujita suffered a broken hand, and became, not only did he display his versatility, but he was very productive.
Without question, Chris Gokong proved to be one of the most versatile defenders on the Browns roster. And when you look at what he did in the run game at the end of the year, I think was the most telling. The Browns had a number of goal line stands this season, no more telling than the Pittsburgh game at Heinz Field on Thursday Night Football with the entire nation watching. The Steelers had a chance, four chances, in fact, from inside the five-yard line, and on each one of those plays, Rashard Mendenhall was stopped short of the goal line, and Chris Gokong was a big part of that. He was a great contributor in the run-stopping defense, especially in that Steeler game, and he really proved to be one of those guys that you could lean on and expect big plays from.
Now, not to brush over Scott Fujita, because he's always an important part of this defense, and like DaQuell Jackson, a guy who keeps people organized,
communicates the calls that have to be made within that front seven. So up until the point that he broke his hand, he was a big contributor.
51 tackles, 37 solo stops, an interception, and 3 pass breakups. That was his stat line on the field, off the field, what this guy was able to do in the film room, in the locker room, helping get people lined up, helping identify things to make it easier on DeQuell to make a correct call to get the defense lined up. Scott Fujita brought a veteran presence to this team last year from the New Orleans Saints after coming off that Super Bowl run. He's very good at recognizing what opposing offenses are doing, and he's able to get himself and some other guys in the right place as well. When you lose that, there's usually a drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns were fortunate in the fact that they didn't really have that this year with Chris Gokong sliding over to the strong side and Kaluka Maiava stepping up on the weak side. That was one of the most impressive things about this linebacker group is really they were the next man up mentality.
And probably the best example of that, I mean, certainly Chris Gokong, great example of it, but he was already in the starting lineup as a weak side starter. But you mentioned Kaluka Maiava, and maybe the most underappreciated story on this football team because he did have to play a very critical role to step into that starting spot on the weak side, and he made his presence felt.
Maiava's an undersized linebacker. He's about 6 foot. You know, weight-wise, he's good, but from a stature standpoint, he and DeQuell Jackson are undersized compared to most linebackers,
sure, sure.
But they still make plays. And Maiava made 24 tackles, forced one fumble, was a key special teams contributor all year, but really stepped up as the season went on. And when Gokong switched over to the strong side, Maiava made his presence felt. And I tell you what, he also demonstrated some toughness. You're talking about a guy that played the last game of the year with a broken bone in his hand, played with a cast on his hand, not afraid to do that, told the trainers that he hasn't had a season where he hasn't played without a cast on since he was a junior in high school. So he knows how to play through pain. He's a very tough guy, and I think that toughness lends itself to being a very productive linebacker in the National Football League.
Great stuff, Matt, as always, and we will catch up with you once again down the line.
Sounds good, Vic. Have a good one.
All right. He is Matt Flojancic from ClevelandBrowns.com helping us to break down the numbers on the Browns linebacker position from the 2011 season on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking for a high-quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Go to libertyford.com and search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models with special internet pricing. Plus, bring in your tax return to any Liberty Ford location, and with our guaranteed financing, you can drive out in the vehicle that fits your needs. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio, proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform, and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? Can you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That is why I never underestimate a man wearing suspenders. As my bartender pours a fresh-squeezed skinny Ritatini, I return to my ahi tuna sashimi and to business trip serenity for $9.50. Fresh and light beginnings surround me, like the quick-fired shrimp kung pao bowl. It invites me to dance its dance of succulence. But the entree I have ordered is a jealous mistress. Kate's Wild Haddock for just $17.90. Wood grilled with lemon basil sauce, this work of art would make a Venetian sculptor quiver. And she arrives. When the bartender returns, he finds me speechless, though my glance says all there is to say. For we both speak the universal language of delicious.
Try our 6-ounce Angler Steak. Choice sirloin served with a salad inside. All for just $14.80.
Finally, a sirloin I can call sir. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
And we thank you for joining us tonight on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Answer your questions. Because you ask them, a bunch of you do every day via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Lots of Facebook questions to get to tonight, and that's what I'm going to do. Jeff via Facebook asks me, rumors are already out there with a deal with the Rams, have that number 2 overall pick, to move up there for RG3. Do you think a mobile Vic type of quarterback is the answer? Jeff, here's the thing, and I'm going to study Robert Griffin a lot more than in these days and weeks that are coming up and months than I have to date. But I have taken a preliminary look at him, the cursory looks that you get on TV and then some tape look. And I say this, the Vic comparison probably worries me more than it is a compliment, because in terms of Michael Vick, I don't see the guy who has as much speed as Vic does. He is not that fast. Michael Vick's extraordinarily quick, blazing speed, who when, you know, nobody, I would say nobody catches him, but he's a harder guy to catch than I think RG3 is. That said, I don't necessarily see the true knock there on Griffin, because what I like about Griffin is I think he's just a little bit, I mean, height-wise, not terribly big, and not put together in a giant way, but he has the same type of big arm that Vic does. The release looks pretty effortless when he throws the football, not any kind of windup. I mean, he just kind of flicks it and goes. I think the real challenge, though, in evaluating Griffin is that his protection was mostly bad, really bad at Baylor. People are converging on him. He's under siege a lot. And for me, that's hard to sort of see the evaluation of what he's really about, because when that's happening, your mechanics are thrown off. You're just not you're not doing things, obviously, in the way that really give, at least for me, generally from what I've seen, that ability to truly understand how his game will translate to the NFL, although I think it'll translate very well. And I think those who specialize in talent evaluation, who really study and drill into that area, they deal with that. They know you've got to look beyond the pressure that the poor protection that a guy might get in college and say it'll be different when he's doing this in the NFL. Nonetheless, it's a little unsettling for me just to not be able to completely have that feel. But I don't think he's got Vic speed. I do think he's got maybe a little more physically to allow him to hold up. And he was taking a pounding in college. He could take certainly a pounding in the NFL as a rookie on a struggling team, because that's who gets usually a player like that who's taken pretty high. Howard asks via Facebook, how do the Browns address special teams needs with the likelihood of Phil Dawson, who we had on, by the way, at the top of the show, becoming a free agent? I don't know that there's, first of all, a great likelihood that it ends up that way. I sense that Phil Dawson's going to be important to this team's plans. You've got a kicker, and you've got somebody of that quality, in your midst. Do you let him go? And my sense right now is that doesn't seem like a logical thing, and it doesn't seem like a likely thing. I don't know what the plans are for this team, but if you're asking me what I would do, I think you don't put yourself in a position of worrying about who your new kicker is going to be when you've got that guy as your kicker. And you heard Phil. He was pretty realistic about, if you didn't hear it, he talked about the uncertainty of the offseason for him, and that's certainly true going into it, not really knowing for sure, but he went into it last year that way. And this team ended up franchise tagging him. So I think he's an important part of the Browns' future, my sense is, and that they work to try to figure out a way to keep him here. And Gallagher says, what would your favorite linebacker be to pick up in free agency for the Browns? And are you sold on Jamie Mitchell at defensive end? Because I'm not, says Gallagher. On the free agency part, the regarding a linebacker, I don't have anybody for you. I don't have a favorite because, I said this earlier when I answered questions at the top. We really don't know who's there. I mean, it's just a little fruitless now, pointless to go into a true analysis of free agents before we know who's really available. We're going to get there. And come March 13th, come the time when the free agency period begins and you know what the market is and who's in it, that'll be wall-to-wall analysis on this show and everywhere else. We can reach you via clevelandbrowns.com. Are both in written form and video form. I mean, we'll be all over that story. And by the way, let me answer the other half of this question regarding Jamie Mitchell. You said you're not sold on him, and I'd say I'm not either. I'd say I look at the defensive line, the real strength of this team in 2011, and that was the one piece of this line that you didn't say the same things about, you didn't have the same conversation about that you had about Ataba Rubin, about Jabal Sheard, or about Phil Taylor. And Phil Taylor was, the book on him is that of a rookie who was still maturing, still needed to kind of grow his game, not himself, his game, and hopefully his physical growth, weight-wise, whatever, is something he'll keep in check through this offseason, because that's when the challenges are much greater for athletes, especially young ones, especially a guy entering into his first offseason as an NFL player after playing a season. So we'll see how that all works out for him. But he was a guy who learned a lot, and I think toward the end of the year got more serious about his game. As far as Jamie Mitchell go, yeah, I think the Browns can and should get better at the other end position, and I think we saw that. This was a question, and this was from Facebook. Sherry, what is my most memorable moment as a reporter? Wow, that's a good one. Sherry, I'm going to take it all the way back to when I was covering the Buffalo Bills. And I covered four consecutive Super Bowls with them, but nothing compared to that first Super Bowl season, and especially that first Super Bowl loss to the New York Giants. Watching, being there in Tampa, as Scott Norwood's kick went wide, and an official from the NFL had asked me when we saw the distance of 47 yards, he just looked at me and said, "What do you think?" About a moment or two before the kick, and I said, "Just a hair out of his range." And it really was, and he had the distance. But by trying to kill the ball as he had to try to get it there, that caused a little bit of a memorable shank. We want to thank Phil Dawson. We want to thank Jameer Howerton and Bill Davis. We want to thank Matt Flajancic, Michelle Manzo, Dave DiNatale, my producer tonight, Emmett Golden, and you, listeners. Thank you. Love to have you with me. And we'll have you with me tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.